This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So, the Mishmar Shaila for Pesach. The question was, why is it, when it comes to Shir Revias for Dalet Koseis, we do say Rubai Kekulai? Or Shechting Tu Simanim, we say Rubai Kekulai? And yet, when it comes to Achilas Matzah, we do not say Rubai Kekulai. There is a tshuva Nechsam Sofer in Archaim Simen Kuf Mem. I want to thank my friend, Rosh Hashiva, Rav Baruch Simon, who brings out the answer to this question in his Sefer Imrei Baruch on Pesach. Chassam Sofer deals with the question of the parameters of Rubai Kekulai, and the Lashon of Chassam Sofer is Lofi Anias Daiti, Loi Shayich Rubai Kekulai, Ela Mitoich Kulai. It's only what the Chassam Sofer calls Rubai Mitoich Kulai. Says the Chassam Sofer, what's the source of Rubai Kekulai? We learn it out from Sanhedrin, where you need Roiv Mitoich Koil. So for example, if you have a bezin of 23 and 13 say guilty and 10 say innocent, we follow the Roiv because it's Rubai Mitoich Kulai. But what if only 13 gather together in the first place and they all say guilty? So do we say, well, even if another 10 would have come and all of them would have said innocent, it still would have been guilty, so the person's guilty? No. You need to have everyone there, and when everyone is there, and you have roiv of that entity, you follow the roiv, and the mi'ad is drawn after the roiv. But it's not good enough to have a majority by itself. Or let's say when it comes to minyan, Dvarim Shebekdusha, you need 10 people. So if 7 people didn't daven yet, you could use another 3. But if you just have 7 people who didn't daven, that would not be a minyan. It has to be rubai mitoich kulai, roiv of an entity that is present. Or for example, if the majority of the tzibur sinned, the minority will also bring the par helam davar shel tzibur. Or if the majority of the tzibur is betuma, so that will determine the din legabe, the din of Pesach. Or if you shecht the majority of the simanim, the minority of the simanim that weren't shechted will be drawn along and are considered as if it was shechted. So the Chassam Sofer is establishing a rule, a parameter, that the geder of Rubai Kekulai is not just Rubai Kekulai. We would never say that, oh, as long as you have 26.66 sa in a mikvah, that's good enough. It's only Rubai Mitoich Kulai, when you have an entity that has to be present, and you have the majority of that entity, the rest of it gets drawn in. So let's see how this applies to distinguish between Revius by Dalet Koseis and Kezayis by Matzah. And the answer is, explanation is clear. You need to drink a Kois. A Kois is a Revius. But once you have that Revius, if you drink Roiv, then the minority of that one entity that is present will be drawn along and it's considered Rubai Mitoch Kulai. If you drink the majority of the Revius, that constitutes, that is deemed that you drank the Revius, Rubai Mitoch Kulai, Roiv of the Revius from the entire entity that is present because it has to be present in one entity. But when it comes to Matzah, the Shir is a Kezayis. That Kezayis doesn't have to be in one entity. You could have a little piece here, a little piece there, a little piece in another place, as long as in total you ate a kezayis. So when you have a kezayis in front of you, it's not, there's no requirement to have one entity of a kezayis present. And the requirement is to eat a kezayis, even if it's a little piece in this room, a little piece that was in a different room, and a third piece in a different room. So since by the sheer kezayis, there's no established entity that the shir has to be from, as long as you have a shir kezayis, we do not say Rubai Kekulai. You see, by a kais, you can't have one drop in this cup, one drop in that cup, one drop in a third cup. It has to be in one entity. Once it has to be in one entity, that entity is such that it creates this phenomenon that if you have the majority of it, the minority gets pulled along because it's part of that entity. But there's no halachic requirement of one entity of kezayis. Kezayis is the requisite shear. So you have to eat and consume a kezayis. That's the difference between revius and kezayis. by Rav Ravias is sufficient is because it's Rubai Mitoich Kuloi. It has to be in one entity. Mashein came by Kazayas, it's not eating an amount from this entity. That is the shear that has to be consumed. The din is learnt out from the way the Chassam Sofer gives us the parameter of Rubai Kukulai. It's not just Rubai Kukulai, it's Rubai Mitoich Kulai. So, if you have 26.66 sa, the mikvah is pasal. But if you have 40 sa, one entity, then from that one entity that is required, Chassam Sofer writes, if the majority of it is not Mayim Shu'uvim, the minority, which is Mayim Shu'uvim, will be pulled along and it would be a kasher mikvah. Wishing everyone Azisim kasher in Pesach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.